The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This is one of the busiest times of the year for parents, guardians, and indeed students who are getting their gear together for the end of August, beginning of September, when school and college resumes. And I've been inundated with questions and queries relating to how you go about finding what the right device is. Because if you walk into a tech store, if you go onto a website, you'll see flashy deals. You'll see very low price brackets. You'll see bananas money ones. How do you know what works? So I've put together a bit of a list of what you need to consider before you buy. Now, obviously enough, budget is one of the most important factors for the majority of people when it comes to this. So as I mentioned there, you'll get a basic laptop anywhere from, say, 300 to 600 euro. And that's good for, say, I did an arts degree. So it's ideal for that. You've got Word, you've got email, you've got browsers, you can put programs on it. The dream. Mid-range is a little bit more powerful. So you'd have a balance of performance that would facilitate some pieces of software. It depends on the software, and we'll get to that in a second. And then you've got the Notions, the high-end ones that are much more expensive, but the spec sheet that you get from the college may dictate what price bracket you need.
Okay, because if you're doing something involving video editing or whatever, if you're doing computer-aided design and architecture, whatever, you might have specific demands from any particular machine.
Exactly. And so what I would say is, and this is more aimed at college students, if you're going into first year or if you're buying a new laptop, check with the college if there's specific software or if there's a specific spec that you need.
I mean, some colleges will be Apple, for example.
Exactly.
And then the rest might be, you have a whole plethora of choice then if you don't go Apple.
Exactly it. And also worth noting, some of the colleges will have education discounts. So Apple, for example, does offer an education discount if you are a student. So just check all of that before you walk into a store and spend big money. Nobody wants to spend money they don't have to do.
Now, when you talk about packages, how much software comes as standard?
It very much depends. So when you, if you're going in today buying a machine, the majority of machines now run Windows 11, which is the upper end. It comes.
Is that preloaded?
It's preloaded. It'll be on the machine. It'll be good to go. Now, this is obviously for Windows machines. If you are getting an Apple device, which we'll talk about in a second, you'll have the latest version of the operating system. But in terms of what you need and what you don't need, very often you'll try, there might be attempts made to upsell you to get software packages, whether it's antivirus or full Office 365. I take a breath before you do that.
Now, if you have Windows 11 on your machine, for example, supplied, do you have to keep paying a subscription every year to keep that going?
To keep it going, yeah. Now, what I would say is, and this is what I do for my personal stuff, is I just use Google Drive. So I have a Gmail address. I'm already paying Google for my cloud storage for my photos. But as part of that, I also get the expansion to my Google Drive. And within Google Drive, I can create .docs and .docx. I can create Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoints, anything that I need. And that's all within that subscription. So that's what works for me. Suss it out and see what works for you. But don't get bamboozled in the store. Don't sign up to anything. Don't get stuff lumped in just for the sake of it.
Now, there are a number of elements to every machine.
Yep.
There's the processor, how good that must be, how fast. Then there's the RAM, which is the random access memory. And then there's the storage, the deep storage, which you may decide to put on the cloud.
Exactly it. And so this is what, don't go in and get the highest numbers on all of that. That doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily the right thing to do. For the majority of students, unless you're working with very intense software, an i3 processor will do the job. RAM for me is one of the most important things. That's essentially what enables your machine to multitask. That could be watching a bit of Netflix while you're writing an essay. It could have multiple tabs open, browsers open, whatever it is. For me, the minimum, the absolute minimum in terms of RAM would be 8 gig. So if you look at any stat on your machine or on the spec sheet, look for the RAM. The minimum is 8. It goes 8, 16, 32 and so on. And then as you said, Pat, storage, it's not as big a deal as it used to be. The majority of the minimum that you will see on the majority of machines is 128 gig. 256 is a good solid bet. But again, Google Drive, OneDrive, depending on what your college uses, and Moodle I know is still very popular, you may not need to store things locally. You can store them in the cloud, and that then eliminates.
You can also buy an external drive. They're
very cheap now.
Yeah, they're very, very cheap. Now, a couple of things. Screen size, which means a bigger machine. If it's big screen, means a heavier machine. You're carrying it in your backpack. And then there's the whole question, does a bigger machine use more power? The battery life.
Yeah, these are the two ones that sometimes they're an afterthought. I remember when I started college, I had a 15.1 inch screen on my laptop and it looked great. But my gosh, my back was in bits every day getting off the bus. So a 13 or 14 inch laptop, in my opinion, is ideal, particularly if you are going to be doing a long commute every day. The other thing that you need to keep in mind is the battery life. So the battery life is dictated by a few things. So screen size and screen brightness, absolutely.
Yeah.
But also what you're using the machine for. So that's why, again, if you want to consider your processor and your RAM to ensure that the machine is running as efficiently as possible.
Because you may not have a socket available to you in college.
I spent so many hours of my life walking around UCD Library looking for an outlet. What I would say is, and this is from years of experience, the battery life that's promised or projected on the spec sheets doesn't always come to fruition. So if it says 8 hours, take that at 6 hours. And yeah, again, it depends on your usage. So I would try and get something that's comfortable in the backpack and that has as long a battery life as you can.
You know the way you can have these battery packs for your mobile phone?
Yeah.
Can you get kind of suitably powerful battery packs for your laptop?
You can get ones. Now, they're a little bit more cumbersome and it's adding extra weight into the backpack. As we mentioned during the storm earlier this year, there's an Energizer power bank. It's around €250. Now, it is huge. So it wouldn't be for everyone. But again, if you're someone who's doing a long commute, it could be an option.
Now, you've got some recommendations there for bearing all of that in mind.
Exactly. So we're going to start at the very top. And this is for the colleges that you alluded to that may be Apple campuses or if you are doing something where you need a Mac machine. So the Apple MacBook Air with the M3 chip, this is the latest version of their chip. It is expensive. Prices start from €1,229. It is an investment, though. I know people who have Macs 6, 7, 8 years. They are built to last. They are hefty multitaskers. The battery is incredible. It's also thin and lightweight, and it will go into your backpack. But what I would say is this is not for everyone. So although we're starting here, this is not the default machine for everybody. You do not need to spend this amount of money on a machine.
And also, you've got to make sure that iOS runs whatever software your college is speccing.
Exactly it. And that's why we go back to the point at the very beginning. Check what pieces of software, what different platforms you'll be engaging with, and ensure that regardless of what you buy, the machine will work with the software, because the college isn't going to change. So you just need to make sure that you have your ducks in a row from the very outset.
Now, if you're not buying the top dog, what are you buying?
Okay, so we've got a few different options. Dell is fantastic. I'm a huge fan of Dell machines. The XPS range, which is what I had when I bought a 13-inch laptop in my third year of college, they can be quite expensive, but you can customize the spec if you want. Asus, they have one called the ZenBook, and it's a 14-inch laptop that has an OLED screen. That's slightly down in terms of price. It's around €1,000. Both are incredibly solid. These are machines that are investments, but they will last the duration of your degree.
And finally, the budget.
Yeah, so I have always advocated for Chromebooks. This is for somebody, again, if I was starting in college doing my arts degree and I just needed a machine for online work and emails, the Acer Chromebook Plus, it's around €330 and it is excellent. It ticks so many of the boxes. The battery life is incredible and it is super portable as well.
So the question's coming in straight away. Peter and Mayo, my son starting college will need an affordable laptop that is capable of using basic video editing software. So what?
It depends, again, on what the video editing software is. I know that a lot of the videographers in this building, for example, would use the Mac, because the M chip, the M1, the M2 and now the M3 chip is incredible in terms of ensuring that you can multitask and get through your work. So look at Apple, but also do include the Apple discount, and don't be afraid to look on the refurbished side of the website as well.
I have an Asus laptop. Can you recommend a free antivirus? That's
AVG is the one that I always recommend, and it is super easy to use.
I'm starting college in September. I'm wondering, would it be okay to just buy an iPad, as I like the fact that I can write in on the screen, or will that be a restriction? Should I buy a laptop instead? That's from Emily.
Completely depends on the course that you are doing. I know a lot of students now would use an iPad Air with the Apple Pencil and a Bluetooth keyboard. That gives them the capability to alternate between note-taking on the screen and then typing on your essays. What I would say is comfort is key when you are writing for hours on end, so you may need to get a stand as well for when you're typing.
Mm. And a phone question. Terrified my OnePlus 7T Pro is going to die on me. Years old, but I love it. Mm. What top-of-the-range phone should I replace it with, please? I need a great camera and lots of storage.
The Google Pixel 9. I use the Pixel 9 Pro and it is without question my favourite phone. The Pro version has a little bigger screen and a bigger camera. So depending on your budget, you could go for that. But the basic model is stunning as well.
And the final question, as a mature student looking for suggestions for a basic laptop, general searches, taking notes, essays and a large screen.
Yeah, that the Acer machine I mentioned there is fantastic and will absolutely do the job for you. So take a look for that. It is called, let me pull it up here now again, it is the Acer Chromebook Plus.
Great stuff. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much. We'll have more on this, obviously, next week. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.